God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and Living to the Power of 10. So good to have you with us as we open the Bible itself, God's encouraging word with Dr. Wilton on this message of living to the power of 10. We're actually going to go to the book of Exodus in just a minute and start our Bible study together on this fine Wednesday. While we're doing that, we want you to know that we're available for you. We're taking calls and praying with friends right now at 866-899-WORD. Again, that number is 866-899-9673. We would love to connect with you. We can do it online as well at theencouragingword.org, a great place to sign up for the daily Encouraging Word email from Dr. Don. I'll tell you more about that as we continue in the program, but right now, let's open our hearts in God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilton. The Encouraging
Thank you. the Lord Jesus gives to us, when He indwells us by His Spirit, He gives us the meaning of the labor that He has taken that otherwise we couldn't do. Our enemy, the Spirit, wants us to say there's no way that God can't keep Jesus from the end. I'm so happy. Even though myself, that when I look back on my life, my life check on the scale of the world, I really feel that by the grace of God. But what we're going to do is tell us is some incredible things. This is I'm going to be putting some real practical things on you. And I really want to encourage you to take note. If you've got an iPhone or an iPad or a notepad, you want to put a note there on the right side of the notes that I'm going to give you. Here, just do what I promise you. Take things and think about the meaning of your quiet time every day. How often I read and see the Bible with you. Last year, if I could be strong, generally first, it wouldn't be the amount of work that I see the Bible. And I'm taking notes every time. And I'm asking God to speak to me. So, God speaks to you today about one God. Look up at one God. Every one of these heroes is going to have one thing. So I really discover something very important. One God. So let's put it back to the end of the year. The first three verses, even though the first commandment is in verse 3. God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other God before you. In fact, God spoke these words. God said to His people, you may not under any circumstances have any other God before you. One God. What He was studying was very simple. He wanted the children of Israel to know something, that there is only one God who can bring you to. There is only one God who can bring you to and lead you to where you need to. So why did He look at the world why are we in our nation today? But why are we alive pouring so much time, effort, resources, and everything into everything but God? Why? Do we not know? Living to the target, God gave us this commandment right up front because He wanted us to know that He's the only one that can bring us through. The only one who will bring you through the difficult times, the only one that will enable you to survive the terrible fall that you experience, is the only one who can trust in you, is the only one that can give you real meaning. You will spend all your life chasing after your dreams. You will realize all kinds of things, but you will never arrive. You will never get to that point. Only God can bring you through. What God says to Moses, He says, you may not have any God that takes the place of me, God says. If you think about the children of Israel, as I've been thinking a lot as I've studied, of the Lord has come to my heart, what I think we can say about them, I want to know what I have to say. And say to you, oh, He says this, He goes to this, that word that comes with us in life, a word that is a non-spiritual word. Christian is one who needs to work. Accuracy. This comes with the idea of an unfortunate people. Have you ever seen round about all this way? Why didn't I get the contract?
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word, and he's got so much more to come. We'll go back to that message in just a moment. But the challenge of how much time do we spend worshiping God? How do we really evaluate the disciplines in our lives? We call ourselves disciples of Christ, but are we disciplined? One of the things that we have loved offering for over 10 years now is the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. If you'd like, you can give us a call at 866-899-WORD and request your copy. It's a hard copy that gives you 3 months, an entire quarter, in a physical copy. You can stick in your Bible or over your visor, as my sweet bride loves to do as she's in carpool line studying God's Word. But you can also order it online right now for free. It's free either way, whether you have a physical copy or whether you want it electronically, and we'll email it to you every day. That's online at theencouragingword.org. You can even text the word daily to 30500, and we'll sign you up today. That's daily, texted to 30500, or call us at 866-899-WORD. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don.
Terrible circumstances, they cry out to God, and God hears them cry for one reason. It's a
what you've got to do is you've got to say before the Lord, Lord, how do I know that you alone are God in my life? Well, a private text. How do I get to that? What are you talking about?
Thank you.
Again, that number to call is 866-899-WORD, 866-899-9673. We would love to connect with you, to pray with you and for you, and to put great resources in your hands like this.
Satan is alive and is on the move in the United States. He is actively engaged in all aspects of our government, in our educational systems, and in the lives of our children, the next generation. Never forget, Satan has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this victory enables us and the next generation of believers to stand victorious in the presence of the enemy, unwavering and unafraid. This month, as you give a gift of $20 or more to the Encouraging Word, you will receive a powerful message series by Dr. Don Wilton, Satan, the Defeated Enemy Among Us. Plus, you will receive a copy of Dr. Wilton's inspiring book, Defying the Odds, to help encourage you through all of life's challenges. Request this empowering resource set today as you support the Encouraging Word with your ministry gift. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your generous support enables us to bring the uncompromised and life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ to where people are around the world.
There's more information online at theencouragingword.org about great resources like that one and so much more. Don't forget, we are getting together at this time every day on the broadcast. Tomorrow we continue in the Living to the Power of 10 series with a message called One Image. Today was One God. Tomorrow it's One Image. I hope you'll join us. Remember, online you can listen as well at theencouragingword.org or give us a call. Let us speak with you, pray with you, connect you with these resources at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673.